I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. This is Safe Mode Week here at The World, hashtag Safe Mode. All week we've been looking at the generation known as millennials, you know, young people, and how they feel about security and technology. Much of what we've heard has been about the ways people and governments use technology to hide what they're doing. Today, our story is about how governments use technology and social networks to get as much exposure as possible. Kosovo is one of those places. Ever since the country declared independence from Serbia in 2008, it struggled to get a footing on the international stage. Digital diplomacy is one tool in that effort. And much of the credit for that goes to one young diplomat, as Nate Tabak reports from Pristina.
Kosovo's capital still doesn't have 24-hour running water, but you can get a great beer.
That's an American-style IPA, the only beer like it in Kosovo.
Alex Butler is one of the owners of Sabaya Craft Brewery here in Pristina. The New Yorker opened the brewery last year with its Kosovar partner, Etida Zeka, and it hasn't been an easy feat. So to find those few drinkers, the brewery leans heavily on Facebook to promote itself.
Because now when we boost a post, we can actually select Kosovo as a market.
Getting recognized by Facebook was one of Kosovo's biggest diplomatic successes to date. And it was in a large part thanks to the efforts of Petrit Selimi. He's Kosovo's deputy minister of foreign affairs. Since his appointment in 2011, Selimi has made digital diplomacy a top focus for Kosovo foreign relations.
National identities nowadays, they're not so much based on memberships to these old world organizations like UN and Council of Europe. Those matter still, no dispute about that. But if you don't have a team in Champions League in football, if your country is not on Facebook, if you don't have a song in Eurovision Song Contest, then are you a real country?
Kosovo doesn't have a UN membership, and probably won't anytime soon, given Russia's opposition. But it does have something else.
I knew that from day one we can count on armies of digital diplomats.
For years, Kosovars have been lobbying for digital recognition of their country, especially for its inclusion on drop-down menus and digital maps. But the efforts were scattered. That changed with Digital Kosovo, a website where people can send ready-made petitions. So far, the site has recorded 76 recognitions, including big names like Apple and Google. Twitter's been a key tool as well. Selimi frequently tweets positive stories about Kosovo, like film festivals. And he takes to Twitter to deal with bad press, like allegations that link the prime minister to organ trafficking.
So we have to make sure that the bad news out there, which are not true, are addressed, are immediately reacted upon. One of the important ways to do that is for us to be part of the debate.
Debate is also happening on Wikipedia, where everyday digital diplomats have been fighting to raise Kosovo's profile. Çelik Nimani is a tech entrepreneur and blogger, but today he's editing the Wikipedia entry on Kosovo's passport, which is a controversial topic.
That you have made, so removed, disputed, because it's not a disputed independence.
Nimani is taking issue with an edit from another Wikipedia user that Kosovo's independence from Serbia is disputed. This kind of thing happens a lot with the main entry on Kosovo.
So we add constantly new things to that article, and the Serbian users constantly try to edit that article, and like it's back and forth. It's like a digital clash between users from both sides.
Nimani says Selimi and the foreign ministry have succeeded in elevating Kosovo's digital stature. Nimani himself attended a Wikipedia training camp that the ministry helped organize. But Nimani thinks his government has leaned too heavily on digital diplomacy and not enough on traditional diplomacy.
You cannot measure the recognition from Germany with the recognition from Facebook. It's not the same thing. So it's digital world and physical world. So people need more in the second one, in the physical world.
Case in point, a few online retailers have added Kosovo as a shipping option. But if you try to order something, good luck having it arrive. Mail and parcels addressed to Kosovo often end up in Serbia, which doesn't forward them. Selimi acknowledges that digital diplomacy has its limitations.
We have to give space for traditional diplomacy, which means actually meeting people to have some results.
Even the Facebook recognition was partly the result of traditional diplomacy, including phone calls from American members of Congress. One of Selimi's next digital milestones is getting Kosovo a top-level domain. Those are the two-letter country codes and web addresses, like .uk and .ca. The organization that assigns these codes, ICANN, ultimately takes its cues from a list maintained by the UN. So for Salimi, this very digital problem will require traditional diplomacy. For the world, I'm Nate Tabak, Pristina, Kosovo.
What's it like living on the cutting edge of digital diplomacy? We had a longer conversation with Patrice Salimi and other digital diplomats. We've posted a video that's at PRI.org.